A week later, in excited pursuit of Mr. X, Mrs. X and Grayer march eagerly ahead of me along the same corridor I chased Grayer down at the Halloween party. Boughs of greens and twinkling colored lights now hang where fake cobwebs had been. Mrs. X pushes Mr. X's heavy office door open. "Darling, come in." He stands backlit by the setting sun, which pours in through the floor-to-ceiling windows behind his desk. I am immediately struck by his capability to exude relaxed power in this room with the lights on as well as off. He looks through me in Grayer's general direction. "Hey, sport." Grayer tries to hand off the bag of Christmas presents we've brought for the charity his father's company supports, but Mr. X has already picked up the blinking phone. I take the presents and lean down to unbuckle Grayer's toggle coat. "Justine said something about cookies in the conference room. Why don't you take Grayer down there? I have to take this call and then I'll join you," Mr. X instructs, his hand over the mouthpiece. Mrs. X drops her mink on the couch and we file back out toward the sound of Christmas carols coming from behind the double doors at the end of the hall. Mrs. X is a sugar plum vision in her machino green suit with red holly berry trim and mistletoe buttons. To top it off, the heels of her shoes are miniature snow globes with a reindeer in one and Santa in the other. I am just grateful not to be dressed up as Frosty the Snowman and wear my Christmas tree pin with pride. With a grand smile, she pushes the doors open into the conference room, at the far end of which sits a small gaggle of women, whom I assume to be secretaries, opening a tin of cookies and playing Alvin and the Chipmunks on the tape player. "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking for the Christmas party," Mrs. X says, stopping short at the head of the table. "Would you like a cookie? I made them myself," a jolly-looking, robust woman with Christmas tree light earrings calls back. "Oh," Mrs. X seems confused. The doors swing open again, narrowly missing Grayer and me. I inhale sharply as Ms. Chicago steps in to join our cluster. She maneuvers around us to get to Mrs. X, her tight flannel suit leaving little more to the imagination than her Halloween costume did. "I heard there were cookies," she says as a sturdy-looking brunette comes flying in behind her, pushing us all forward against the table. "Mrs. X," the brunette says, slightly out of breath. "Justine, Merry Christmas," Mrs. X greets her. "Hi, Merry Christmas. Why don't you come with me to the kitchen and we'll get some coffee?" "Don't be silly, Justine," Ms. Chicago smiles. "There's coffee right here." She walks over to the chrome pot and pulls out a styrofoam cup. "Won't you go see what's taking them so long with those numbers?" "Are you sure you don't want to come with me, Mrs. X?" "Justine," Ms. Chicago raises an eyebrow and Justine walks slowly back out the double doors. "Are we early?" Mrs. X inquires. "Early for what?" Ms. Chicago asks, pouring two cups of coffee. "For the family Christmas party." "That's next week. I'm surprised your husband didn't tell you. Shame on him." She laughs, handing the coffee to her. Grayer squeezes past Ms. Chicago's exposed knees, swaggering down to the other end of the table to wow the secretaries out of a cookie. Mrs. X stammers, "Well, my husband must have gotten the dates confused." "Men," Ms. Chicago snorts. Mrs. X shifts the styrofoam cup to her left hand. "I'm sorry, have we met?" Lisa Chinoweth," Ms. Chicago smiles. "I'm the managing director of the Chicago branch." "Oh," Mrs. X says, "nice to meet you." "I'm so sorry I couldn't get to your dinner party. I heard it was lovely. Unfortunately, that slave driver husband of yours insisted I hightail it back to Illinois." She tilts her head to the side and smiles brilliantly like a canary-filled cat. "The gifts bags were adorable. Everyone just loves the pens." "Oh, good." Mrs. X raises her hand protectively to her collarbone. "You work with my husband?" And with that, I decide to make helping Grayer pick out the perfect reindeer cookie my personal mission. "I'm heading up the team working on the Midwest Mutual merger. Isn't it awful? Well, I'm sure you know." "Truly," Mrs. X says, but her voice rises, betraying her uncertainty. "Getting them down to 8% was such a coup. You must have had some sleepless nights over that one," she says, shaking her Titian hair in sympathy. "But I told him if we push the sale date up and save them the liquidation costs, they might bend, and they did. They bent right over." Mrs. X stands very straight, her hand clenched tightly around the styrofoam. "Yes, he's been working very hard." Ms. Chicago struts to our end of the table, her lizard skin pumps silent on the plush carpet. "And you're Grayer. Do you remember me?" She bends down to inquire. Grayer places her. You don't wear pants, oh sweet Jesus. Just then, the door opens and Mr. X strides in, his broad frame towering in the doorway. Ed Strauss is on the phone. He wants to go over the contract. He calls down the table to Ms. Chicago. Fine, she says, smiling as she walks slowly back up the room past Mrs. X. Merry Christmas, everybody. As she reaches Mr. X, she adds, It was so lovely to finally meet your family. His jaw clenched, Mr. X closes the door swiftly behind them.